Okay, so story number one, or my nerdy booty call. This is when I was at university, and I was living in an apartment with my two of my former classmates. They were still in the same program, but I had withdrawn. And so my one roommate, she kind of had this house rule where if someone declared it shirtless o'clock, then it was shirtless o'clock. So it was her and me and this other guy. And I don't know why he never took advantage of it. He like never declared it shirtless o'clock. But my female roommate, she would just whenever she felt like it. So he never really had to. Anyway, we had gotten used to just like stripping down whenever she yelled it was shirtless o'clock. So this other roomie or this other person, other classmate had come over and we were just kind of chilling out and watching TV, whatever. And my roomie comes out of the shower and she's just like, fuck it, I don't want to put on a shirt. It's shirtless o'clock. So my roomie and I take off our shirts and this other guy kind of looks at us like we're crazy. And we're like, dude, either take off your shirt or leave the house. Like this is a house rule. It's just the way it's gotta be. So he took his shirt off. And he was like, he's pretty cute. He wasn't like either skinny nerdy or fat nerdy. He was kind of the like, I go to the gym once in a while and look after myself a little bit kind of guy, but not like a super jock. Anyway, he's cute. And I was topless. And I was sitting on the floor. So, naturally, I started kind of cuddling up to him and getting a little handsy. And I think it was about when I started nibbling on his ear that my roommates told me to get a room, which, considering we were in the living room and my room was attached, was not difficult. They kind of made disgusted noises when I dragged him into my room and closed the door. So, to be nice, we just sort of made out and cuddled a bunch, which is really fun. I found out that he's was pretty good with his hands. I found out later that he was a virgin, which made things a little weird. Anyway, we didn't actually have sex that time. But we kind of was like, yeah, this was fun, and maybe you could call me over sometime, because his apartment was just across the street, which is pretty sweet. So yeah, the one day I like text him, I'm like, I'm bored. He's like, well, why don't you come over? So I went to his place and got naked pretty quickly, and he was kind of like, oh, okay, this is happening, and I'm like, well, you're in like software engineering, so you don't really have time to waste, and I'm horny, and why not? So this is guess he was just really good at reading me, 'cause he started just by like touching and fingering me, and he made me into a puddle pretty quickly. And he was actually kind of laughing because he's like, I don't really. I have condoms, but I never really anticipated using them. And then he pulls out the condoms that we got in our, like, frosh kits, which is pretty fantastic. It's a good thing they don't expire very quickly. So we ended up using like all the condoms that came in the frosh kits, which for some reason the engineering frosh kits have like six condoms in them, which is pretty great. We didn't use them all up on the first day. We kind of called each other a few times and yeah, he was good. And I was just horny. And so, this actually became a problem because the one time he called me over and he was like, so this has to be our like last time. And I'm like, okay, sure. Like, do you have a girlfriend? 'Cause we're just casual and I was okay with that. He's like, no, I kind of haven't been studying for my midterms, and I very nearly failed my last midterm, so we have to stop doing this. I'm like, oh, okay. And, because I was in arts, so I didn't really have hard classes anymore. So I stopped seeing him. And then we kind of just dropped connection with each other, which is too bad, because, like I said, he's pretty cute and pretty sexy and really, really good with his hands. I miss that boy. So that is my nerd booty call story.